It's very extraordinary that the readings of the daily mass, just like today, become some of the most powerful teaching moments and lessons there are. Today, St. Paul teaches that lesson of what we would call redemptive suffering. It's the two words that we don't want to hear, suffering, or can our suffering have any value or meaning at all? How can God let someone suffer? How can a loving God allow someone to go through the injustice, go through the hurts, go through the pains, go through the trials, go through the hardships, go through all the harsh, hard times of life? How can a loving God allow this to happen? But St. Paul reminds us that all of our sufferings do have values and meanings, especially if we unite them with Christ Jesus, just that He had loved us on the cross. Our sufferings are just not somehow God's actions of smiting us, of punishing us, but also our sufferings will become very meaningful if we unite everything that we have to Him. And as a matter of fact, yesterday, as I was preparing for the homily today, I received a phone call from a Catholic who's not a parishioner here, but did ask, "Father, I know that you are about to head out, but I would like for you to come to pray for me because I'm suffering a lot right now." And this person, I already gave the last rite. I thought this person was going to pass away. But God still keep this person here. So I came over and I pray. This person, you could see the face that this person was suffering tremendously. And, you know, what can you say to make it better? Nothing you can say to make it better, you know, except for I genuinely asked the person, "Would you please pray for me? Would you please unite your sufferings, your pains, what you're going through, to pray for those who have lost their ways, those who don't know Jesus, those who have given up hope, and especially for the poor souls in purgatory?" I use the analogy that that Archbishop Fulton Sheen once said, that when I come before the judgment seat of God, there will be a whole bunch of people looking at me, and they said, "Welcome and thank you." And Archbishop Fulton Sheen will say, or had said, "Who are you? I don't know you." And they will answer, "Because by your prayers, we are here." In our sufferings, in whatever we're going through, when we unite all of that into prayer with Christ Jesus, we free the souls that are enslaved by sins, those who have lost all hope, those who are going through the trials right now, and especially the poor souls in purgatory who have no one to remember them, have forgotten by many. So when they're free from their purgative journey, guess where they are? In heaven, as saints, praying for us, interceding for us, and continue to guide us on our journey of faith. We believe in the communion of saints. We believe that our prayers have meaning. And we believe that no matter what is going on in life, Jesus will give us the sufficient grace to bear all of them. Jesus didn't make St. Paul's life easy, but He gave St. Paul enough grace to bear all of that. And that's why the responsorial psalm said, "From all their distress, God rescued the just." He didn't say God made everything right for the just. God saved the just from their demise. And St. Paul tomorrow, since we won't have a daily mass tomorrow, he will say, and I quote, "Three times I begged the Lord about this, that it might lead me, but He said, My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made in weakness. For when I am weak, then I am strong. When we are the most weak, when we are going through whatever is hurting us right now, for the sake of Christ, we become strong in His love. And Jesus, in the Alleluia verse that we have heard from the Beatitude, blessed are the poor in spirit, the anawim, who have nothing else to turn on, nothing else to live for, no possession at all except for God Himself. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven, for they possess God Himself. And that's why Jesus reminds us very clearly today that we need to store for ourselves treasures in heaven, where nothing can destroy, because heaven is that eternal unity, that eternal love, eternal dwelling place where we give our total, our everything, our all to God who loves us. So no matter what's going on in our lives right now, know that God will give us enough grace to overcome the trial. He won't take them away, but He will give us what is needed so that we, just like my grandmother say, gain more stars in our halo. When at the end of the day, when we see God face to face, and by our prayers, help those who are on their journey as well, so that one day, God willing, we will see each other again in heaven, whom God hath planted us, and our final destination.